Welcome back to Radio Alicia, the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and that you can also find all the past, present, and future podcasts at cjsf.ca/contents/radio-Alicia. Privileged and honored to have Shelby the Great here with us tonight. There you go. That's audible proof that she's here with us still. And yes, I forgot to tell you what we listen for background music. So the first hour we listen to Mihalis by David Gilmour, part of his first solo album back in the early 70s, middle 70s. And then this one is none other than Philip Glass with, you can hear the beautiful soprano voice of Linda Ronstadt in the background there. So this is from the science fiction musical drama A Thousand Airplanes on the Roof, which was a theatrical production back in the 70s. Yes, so highly recommended. Philip Glass is always, he has done everything. He has his ensemble, he has done movie scores like, you know, The Others. No, not The Others, sorry. Oh my goodness, anyway, Kundun with Scorsese. He has done The Hours. Not The Others, The Hours.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of it.
Oh, it's with like Nicole Kidman and it's...
Never heard of her.
Anyway. Sorry, we're having a... yes, how do I turn this off? Sorry about that. That what happens when you play... anyway.
Grandpa's having trouble.
Exactly. Anyway, it's funny because it's the same bloody song that I have on my... what's the name?
Computer. Phone.
My phone. My ringtone. Yes. Oh, and I cannot stop it. Anyway, there you go. Sorry about that. So you can see that we're live because we're getting phone calls and not answering them. All right. So speaking about phone calls, we just listened to Mink Valley, Proud East Van Band. We're saying hi to Tanya, right?
Hi, Tanya.
Hello, Tanya. Hola, Tanya. And we listened to the song Folly. You should watch the video on YouTube. It's pretty entertaining.
We also put that song in a... Tanya owns the company Vancouver Mysteries. Play games on the street of downtown Vancouver. And we made a fun video to promote one of our new games a couple years ago. I'm not part of it anymore. But we made a video where we all wore mustaches and pretend to be 70s PIs. 70s or 80s PIs, a la Magnum PI.
Magnum. Tom Selleck himself.
The man himself. And Mink Valley's Folly was the background music in... It scored the video. That's a very Tanya Bennett production.
That sounds pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So please check that out as well, along with Folly. And I guess, well, they have a few videos. Over there, so yeah, please do. Alright, so yeah. Before that, we listened to Noir Désir, Black Desire with Le Venus Portera.
That was a really nice song.
The Wind Will Take You, Will Take Us. Yes, it's really, really nice. From France. Then before that, from
Serbia.
Thank you very much. We listened to Idoli with Maliki. I don't know how to pronounce that one.
You should keep trying. It's going really well.
Yes. Well, how do you pronounce a C with the...
Peace sign?
Peace sign on top, yes.
No idea.
Anyway.
My Serbian's a bit rusty.
So I think it's Maliki or Malici. I mean, that's the other two that I can think of. And then we started the set with... there's an album that came out a couple of years ago called the Metallica Blacklist. which basically celebrates the Black Album, but they did it in a particular way because they got 20 to 30 artists to perform their own version of Sad But True. So the album consists of 30 songs that are all Sad But True, but interpreted by different artists. So we listen to one, excuse me, with that features La Perla, Jera MX, obviously a little pieces of the original song, and Camilo Lara, which is part or better known for his project, the Mexican Institute of Sound. Highly recommended. You should look that up, the Mexican Institute of Sound.
Okay.
And yeah, so that was a lovely set. And now we're ready. We are, right?
I'm ready.
We are ready to remind our lovely listeners about the event happening this Wednesday.
Yeah, join us, us being Witness the Fitness, on March 8th at 5:45 at Work Lab Inc., which is Suite 290 on at 1275 Venables Street in Vancouver for the work Stronger Together Vancouver's Workout for Women's Day wrap up dance party and the most fun you've had all year. Expect kicking dance moves. Yeah, no, the most fun
after tonight.
No, it's going to be better.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Wow.
I'm having a very mediocre time here, and don't. Oh, I just about outed you.
I love your I love your expectations. I think so. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Rude. Expect kick and dance moves, the tunes you know and love, and belly laughs, compliments of the amazingness that is Jen and me.
There you go.
You don't want to miss this one.
No, you do not. So Wednesday, 5:45. And where can they sign up again?
Go to StrongerTogetherVancouver.com to donate and register. A big thank you to Work Lab for donating the space.
Exactly. It's all about doing the good stuff.
All proceeds are going to the Avalon Recovery Society, Every Woman's Health Center, Pacific Immigrant Resources Society, and Women's Shelters Canada.
Fantastic.
Our playlist is pretty awesome. There's K-pop, country.
Oh, K-pop. That's good.
I will never miss a chance to throw K-pop into the rotation.
Yeah, I know it's too late, but I was going to say, oh, maybe I can suggest a couple of songs. But, I mean, they are not in the...
Maybe for next year.
Yes. And it should also be, you know, you donate money to get your song in the playlist. How about that?
Whoever donates the most.
It's all about... Exactly. Whoever donates the most gets their playlist to be danced. Well, if there is dance music in their playlist.
Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
No.
There's a great episode where Chris Traeger, played by Rob Lowe, is... They're at a wedding or some sort of event, and Rob Lowe, who is the ever-positive Chris Traeger, is dancing to One Headlight by the Wallflowers to prove that it can be... that anything can be danced to. Which, as much as I love that song, I don't know if it would be dancing so much as scream singing at each other.
No, I hear you. Yes, it has to be... I mean, so it has to be danceable. And then that being said, there's a couple of danceable songs that can be a little...
Name a song that you think is absolutely...
darky. Undanceable?
Undanceable.
Well, I mean, the thing with music is that even if it's extremely and absolutely slow, it has a tempo.
Mm-hmm.
So, by definition, every song is danceable.
Yeah.
Because it has a tempo.
But what wouldn't... Give it me a song be, that wouldn't
It might be
get
super weird.
Oh, this Bill of Glass is great.
What's that difference?
Anyone could dance to this.
Well, this one, yes. I mean, the symphonies and the other stuff, maybe not. But, I mean, then you can do the waltz movement, and then it's... And then any symphony or concert for flute and violin can be danceable, too.
Do you play any instruments?
I pretend to play the drums.
Oh.
Yes.
So you just, like, do you just almost hit them?
I do hit them, and I think that I have tempo, so.
So anyone could dance to your music?
Yes.
Drumming.
Exactly. Yeah, we could be rumming, like, you know, having rums and cokes with drumming. Drumming, yeah.
I play flute and saxophone. Alto saxophone.
Oh, alto.
I played alto and baritone. We call it berry in the biz. Berry sax.
I played the berry.
We played that in marching band. It was heavy as hell.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's like the same size as me.
Yes. I can imagine that when you were in marching. Yes. Yeah. Your band, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
marching band ruled.
That's why you are such a great fitness, group fitness instructor and personal trainer.
I guess so.
You struggle, you know, you have been carrying your own weight for, whatever, 5 years now, I don't know.
Yeah, I was in high school 5 years ago.
Exactly.
That's right.
Precisely.
Don't you forget
maybe
it.
Maybe six, but tops. Six tops.
Radio Alicia, barely legal.
And are you, so do you still play?
I still have my alto sax, and I pull it out very occasionally. It's probably been a solid year and a half since I last did.
Well, you just saw, I mean, we can play AC/DC.
That's true.
I have the drums, I can sing, and you can be the...
saxophone and drum.
The air section of... Yes.
A sax and drum duo.
Exactly.
A two-piece, if you will.
A two-piece ensemble.
Yeah.
There you go.
I can play bass also.
Well, if you can play bass and saxophone at the same time, then we got a band.
That'd be pretty good. Be like...
It's almost like the one-man band, but just, you know, two...
Yeah,
two people band.
I'm really, really carrying the team if I have to play both bass and sax.
Well, I'm going to be singing and playing drums, so I'm doing...
Oh,
I'm,
you're like
I'm multitasking.
Karen Carpenter.
Okay? I'm like Don Henley.
No, Karen Carpenter's cooler.
Oh, whatever you want
God
me to be, I'll
rest
be.
Her soul.
Yes, may the lords of rock and roll.
Man, what a beautiful voice. What a tragic story.
Well, I think, unfortunately, a lot of them are. But that's why we're here at Radio Alicia, to make them feel have a happy Sunday.
Not to talk about the the tragic illness and death of one.
Well, I mean, life happens.
It does happen.
You cannot avoid that.
And
you have to acknowledge it.
Yeah. And we have to be thankful for her beautiful gift that she gave us.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen to that.
Amen to that. Do you have a favorite vocalist?
Hmm.
It doesn't have to be a favorite. It could just be favorite right now. Someone just pops to your mind and you say, when you hear them, it makes you go, ooh.
Things that make you go, huh? That makes you go, huh? That makes you go, huh? Well, I mean, the non-country or rock work of Linda Ronstadt is very good.
She does have one heck of a
voice. I guess Lisa Gerrard is another one from Dead Can Dance.
Okay.
I don't know. Male, I don't know, the... I can't remember his name. Bauhaus singer. He has a great voice.
Enrique Iglesias.
No, not that one.
He's got a beautiful voice.
Not even
him
his dad.
Him and his daddy-o.
Not even his dad, I think.
Really? You don't like Julio?
No.
Why? Just not your bag, baby?
No, unfortunately.
That kind of
or fortunately, it's not, so...
That kind of thing's not my bag, baby.
Yes. It is not. Yeah. His dad was my mom's bag, but not me. Yes. Or was it his dad's bag was my mom's? What?
But anyway. His dad's bag was my mom's.
Me English no good. Me English no good.
I feel like that means something else. Yeah, you could say his dad was my mom's bag. Baby. You have a signed copy of this book.
Yes. I love to make it all
that
wrong.
This kind of thing is my bag, baby.
That's kind of my thing, to make it all wrong, baby. Yes. So how about you?
What about...
Your vocalist. Yes.
I forgot what I asked you. I was just having so much fun.
And you're having zero alcoholic beer, my goodness.
Okay. 0.5, okay.
Okay, excuse moi.
There's a wow.
Half of a percent there.
What language don't you speak? You're a polyglot.
Do I look that big to you? Oh, you said polyglot. Oh, sorry. I thought you said something else. I can pretend to talk any language.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Say something in... No, you know what?
Well,
let's not go down this
no,
path.
No, I failed miserably with the Australian, so...
that Australian accent was... Flawless. Great question about vocalists. I really was hoping you wouldn't turn that back around on me.
Oh, then why do you ask the question in the first place?
Because I wanted to interview you.
Oh, say, okay, sorry. Okay, fine. I'm not allowed to ask questions. Fine. It wouldn't be the first time.
I love Stephen Page.
Okay.
He's
a soloist or a band member?
Used to be one of two lead singers of the Bare Naked Ladies, and he left the band to do some solo work. And, yeah, I don't know. He just has a very distinct voice, and it's very Canadian. Really, really like that.
No, there's...
Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Oh, what a beautiful voice.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of people that have, like, distinct voices that, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you... Have you heard Dio? Ronnie James Dio?
Yeah. I've seen Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny.
There you go.
Perhaps his best work.
No, I would say there's been better, but
no.
But anyway, you mean film work? Yes, absolutely, the best ever.
Green Sabbath, is that what the band is called?
Anyway, yeah, his tone was unique, and yeah, mm-hmm. his range.
Yeah,
not rage. His range.
He didn't seem super angry.
No. That doesn't mean his range. Like his tone was yeah, and then he kind of.
He sure can holler, hey?
Pronounce the words anyway. It was like, yeah.
Do you prefer Dio Sabbath or Ozzy Sabbath?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, you know, Ozzy is the original, and most of the songs are, our albums are there. But, you know, I have a favorite or two favorites with Dio. Then they also hired Ian Gillan from Deep Purple. So there's an album.
He was in Black Sabbath?
He was in Black Sabbath. The album is called Born Again.
Interesting. How was it? Was it any good?
It's very good.
Really?
So that's what I'm saying. Like the album, I think they did two with Dio. They are very good. I mean, Heaven and Hell is like a classic song now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Neon Nights as well. That's very, very good. Then with Gillan, you have Trashed, which is kind of another classic, and Zero the Hero. I mean, it's...
Like from Hercules.
There you go. So there's a Black Sabbath song with Gillan that is called Zero the Hero.
Yeah.
So...
I'll check it out. That's really interesting. I feel like you don't see that too often with bands that change their... lead singer. I feel like a lot of times I don't want to say that it like quality drops off, because I don't think that that's fair, but I do think it's, you know, it leads the listener to a sound that they have not come to be acquainted with.
It's different, because even though it's Sabbath, and you know, it's the other two members are the same, but it's a little different. Yes.
Zakk Wylde, was he the guitarist?
No, it was always the originals. It was Tony Iommi, and then Geezer Butler, and Bill Ward.
Who did Zakk Wylde play for?
He played for Ozzy.
When
Ozzy
solo.
Was soloist, yes.
I see.
Yes.
I remember he had that super psychedelic guitar with all the white and black circles.
He had a lot of great guitars.
No, probably just one.
That he used until it was, you know... Used.
He was no Pete Townsend. He didn't have to destroy his guitar. Was it Pete who destroyed his guitar?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of bands destroyed.
I know, but didn't the Who kind of start?
Yes,
that?
not just the guitar, like everything.
They just tore shit up.
Yes, everything, including the drums.
Oh, is that? Wait, are you making a Keith Moon joke?
No.
Okay, good.
He destroyed his drums.
Okay.
After the concert, the first ones, at least, they destroyed everything.
It's going to be hard to destroy...
Guitar, bass, and drums.
It's going to be hard to destroy something that's built to be hit.
Yeah, it took him a couple tries? A couple of tries, but...
What did he use? Did he just, like, throw the drums themselves, or...?
Yeah, he used two bass drums, and will kick one, and then use the cymbal stands to repeatedly hit...
Everything I've seen, else yeah, until like bust the skins.
Yes, and then on top, and then just stand.
I guess all
on
you really
top,
need to do like, is like slice the skins, and then that's a broken drum.
Yes, but he wanted to really
that's less
destroy.
It's a little less showy.
Yes,
get out my handy.
That is correct.
Exacto knife.
Yes. Little
rock and roll, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let us play a little song, and then we have to unfortunately say goodbye in English.
You tricked me. I stayed for almost 2 hours.
But I know. That's why I bring the tuna, so that, you know, they get distracted. Okay, so we're going to play a quick song, and then I'm going to let Mario in, because he's outside waiting for me to finish talking. And then, and then we'll say goodbye in English, and we'll talk to you in Spanish at Yuka Stereo. And you can listen to Shelby's Spanish lessons as well.
Am I staying for Spanish lessons?
You are.
Uh-oh.
We'll be right back at Radio Alicia.
Sí,
We are suddenly back at Radio Radio Alicia, the only show with Spanish subtitles. And yeah, I just realized we have 2 minutes to go.
Stop everything.
Exactly. Stop the masses, the presses. I want to thank Shelby so much for being here with us tonight. Thank you very much.
This was a blast. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it. It was amazingly funny and entertaining, and I learned a lot of things, not only about you, but about myself.
Wow.
And I think I am a better man now.
Glad to
Thank you, Shelby.
Yeah, you got it, pal.
Thank you. I will never forget this date. I miss all that. Oh, sorry. There you go. We have Dr. Cumbia in the house, too. There you go. Sorry.
Thanks for having me. I'll come back and shit talk sometime.
Yes, please do. I mean, you know, I might be on a little... you can come back next Sunday.
I'll just take the show over while you're gone.
Well, I appreciate that because, you know, we need, as you can see, we need ratings. So, so yes. So, next Sunday?
Yeah, sure. See you there.
All right.
Maybe.
Thank you. No, thank you for coming. Appreciate it. It was a blast. I had a lot of fun.
Thanks, pal.
It was super fun.
It's nice to have participated.
Thank you. Yeah, so you're welcome anytime. Yeah, whenever you want.
Rock and roll, brother.
Let's rock it. Let's make it rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, so, well, I guess we just listened to Fanfare Siocarlia. We listened to the song Asphalt Tango. And now we're listening in the background, La Burrita Cumbión with Sonríe. And we're going to be switching languages in about 30 seconds to Yuka Stereo. And, yeah, we'll see if we can find Google Translate for Shelby and so that she can...